Hey, Danny K here, and you are listening to the Danny K Fitness and Motivation Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before I get into today's topic, I just want to say where you guys can find me on social media outside of this podcast. So Facebook and Instagram, pretty much. I do have a TikTok. TikTok is Danny, D-A-N-I, Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, and the number 16. So Danny Knight 16 is where you can find me at TikTok. On Facebook, it is Danny Knight. On Instagram, it is Danny underscore Knight 16. Also, my gym, my professional Facebook and in Instagram. Facebook professional is Danny K Gym of Wellness. And my Instagram is Danny K Gym of Wellness. Pretty simple, right? And also for y'all that don't know, some of you do know, I do have a t-shirt company, and that is called XYTs, shortened for Express Yourself Tees, starting with an X. So you can find that on Facebook and Instagram as well. XYTs on Facebook, and that is XYTEES, two E's, XYTEES. And then on Instagram, it is Express, starting with an X, underscore yourself, underscore T's. So at any rate, y'all, and of course, my website's DannyKGymWellness.com. That's the main one, y'all. But so today's topic is self-worth and self-sabotage. So it is always in, of course, my industry, in everything, in just in life in general. A lot of times, you know, we don't feel worthy of having certain things, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, a house, a car, you know, a podcast, you know, like if you don't feel worthy of having something, the thing that you are doing is you are self-sabotaging. And of course, self-sabotage, you are going to get nowhere in life if you're self-sabotaging. Certain things, and I've got a lot of friends that have some self-worth over here, but then they self-sabotage this over there, you know? And so basically it's all on how we see ourselves. And so many times, oftentimes we allow what other people say about us to control or you know, create our own thought process of what we think of ourselves. And at the end of the day, as I've gotten older, well, just for instance, the other day, one of my friends, her daughter was you know, upset because there was, you know, a kid that was, you know, saying something, you know, like kind of not bullying her, but making fun of her about certain, you know, about, I think it was something about, she was standing next to another kid, a certain kid, right? Whether it was a boy or, you know how like kids are, you know, like when a girl stands next to a little boy, you know, like in line or something like that, like all the kids, oh, you like him. Oh, you like her. You know, they're, you know, just making fun or picking on or whatever, you know, and I told her, I said, man, I just wish, and she felt so bad. And she was like, you know, just kind of down on herself. And I just wish that we could tell her, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what I told my friend. I was like, man, I just wish that I could, you know, just show her like a future of that's not even going to matter. Or they're just picking on you because they like you. Or, you know, like all those like quote unquote cliche things that, you know, we know as adults that are real, right? But as kids, we don't know that they're real. Like as kids, we're in that feel. And that kind of, you know, gets under our skin or gets into our self-confidence and our insecurities. And at the end of the day, you know, it's so tough being kids, man, because if I could look back and, you know, I what I know now, if I knew then, you know, nothing would have really bothered me in school. And so I, that's kind of basically what I was telling my friend. I just wish that I could, you know, show her, you know, like, what was it with the Scrooge and, you know, Ghost of Christmas past, you know, and present and future, right? So if I could show her what the future was, you know, and let her know that, you know, don't worry about that stuff. But at that point in time, it's real, right? So, but those things collectively, I guess maybe decide whether we're going to have self-worth or we're going to self-sabotage, you know? So if people, if we continue to let people, you know, pick on us, and hold their words as value or put worth in their value instead of putting self-worth in ourselves, then we do sabotage. You know, a lot of times, you know, we go through and we don't feel like we deserve because, you know, maybe in jobs, you know, I've asked for a raise and they didn't get it, but I didn't get it, but they gave it to someone else. I asked for a promotion. I applied for that promotion or that next job level and I didn't get it, but that person over there did. I work harder than that person. Why did that person get it? You know, and then we're like, well, I guess maybe I'm not worth it. I'm not worth the new job, the new title, the raise. I'm not worth that new car. I'm not worth, you know, fill in the blank. I'm not worth that relationship. So, you know, we just keep self-sabotaging, but we are worth it. And if we could just see and understand that if it hasn't happened, I think I said this in the last podcast, if it hasn't happened yet, doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It's just not the right time. And it's so hard. I know, trust me, like I sit in it. There's certain things that doesn't bother me because I know, you know, in my life there's certain things that just kind of flow and I'm easy at, you know, I'm cool at being present and letting it flow and boom, it comes. I attract it, right? But then on these other levels, you know, a couple other, you know, areas in my life, I'm just like, well, I mean, I see she has it, he has it, they have it. Why can't I have it? Like, I know I'm worthy of it, but and like I'm like, man, am I self-sabotaging myself? I don't think I am. And I look at all of the ways that people self-sabotage, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. You know, so I'm like, okay, God, you know, universe, maybe it's just not my turn and my time to have that yet. But I always, you know, try and, you know, analyze whether, you know, am I self-doubting or am I self, you know, sabotaging? Do I know that I'm worthy of this? Do I actually project and, you know, put out into the universe that I know that I'm worthy of, you know, this said situation or said, you know, goal that I'm looking for? So I pretty much, you know, I pretty much feel like I'm worthy of everything that I put out there that I want, right? But because, you know, in this one aspect of my life, you know, I battle with myself and I know I'm worthy, but you know, like, why hasn't it happened? Why hasn't it happened? Like, I know I'm worthy. Like, everybody else has it. I see other people having it. I'm happy for them, those that have this particular thing that I want. But why isn't it happening for me? Like, I can make other things happen. I can manifest other things. Why can't I manifest this one particular thing? What am I doing wrong? So, you know, if you're hearing what I'm saying and you're asking those questions to yourself and you're kind of like in that same boat with me, like you're feeling that, you're vibing with that, like, yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying to myself. Like, I see that that person has it. I know if somebody has it, if I see somebody having it, like whatever it is that I want, I know that it is possible to achieve. So I'm like, okay, and I'm happy for that person. I see that that person has it, so I know it is a viable thing. Like, I know that it can happen. You know, so then I do. I run myself. I'm human like all of y'all that are listening to this. So I'm hoping that this is vibing with you, and you know, maybe, you know, like, message me, comment back, you know, inbox me. Leave me a voice message and, you know, let me know if you're vibing with this, if you have the same questions, if you've found something that has helped you get through, and then you're like, this is how I quit doing those questions, quit asking those questions, and I'm saying these statements, right? So again, I battle with myself. I ask those questions, and then I'm like, no, you know what? What I have to do is act like I already have it. That's how you manifest. That's how you do those things. That's how you bring those things. That's how you attract those things, is acting as if you already have it. So, you know, and I play with myself a lot with doing that. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, this is what, and I get in that great mindset, and then something, you know, kind of, you know, deters. And I'm like, okay, did I just self-sabotage myself in that? I don't think so, because I know that I'm worthy of this said thing, right? So I am human along with y'all. And I was thinking about this morning, and I'm like, you know what? I know if I'm thinking about this, I know there's a lot of other people. So I just wanted to put a conversation out there, and let's have a conversation. I know with a podcast, I'm only talking to you, but y'all can talk back to me. Y'all can give me, you know, a voice message and tell me how you're working through the self-sabotage and making yourself feel more worthy. Tell me how you are stopping the questions of what am I doing wrong? Why is this? Why is that? Why is that person having it and I can't? And tell me the statements that you are actually saying that says, I am worthy. I do have it. I am manifesting that. I, you know, all of that, you know, the manifesting statements and so forth. You know, so talk to me, like, let's have some dialogue about this conversation, because, you know, as I'm trying to help you, your questions or your statements back to me on how you're dealing with it, how you're, trying to work through that, whether you feel self-worth or self-sabotage. So, you know, you might be with having a dialogue with me and messaging me, inboxing me, giving me a voicemail, like, you know, you might be helping me as well, right? So let's have a dialogue about this, because self-worth is the most important thing. We cannot let anyone else, depict or, you know, like tell us what we are worth, because their statements, their attitude, their words means jack shit. Okay. It doesn't mean anything at all. It's what we feel about ourselves. So, you know, we can't control what other people think about us, but as long as, and like for myself, at the end of the day, I do everything that I know throughout my day that is morally and ethically correct, as best to my ability, you know? So like I said, at the end of the day, I kind of go through all of my blessings, all the things I'm grateful for, you know, again, attracting those things that I want, right? And so, and that's the thing, it's like, I do all of this. So why is this one particular subject that I'm, or that I should say this one particular area that I am kind of in, you know, why can't I have it? Like, I know that I can have it. I know I'm worthy of it. I see other people having it. So that's why, like, I know that I manifest correctly, because I do manifest a shit ton of things in my life, right? So why can I not manifest this one particular thing in this particular area? I go through my mind and I'm constantly, you know, in and out of these thoughts, right? So in that one area. So, you know, talk to me, let's talk, let's have a dialogue about, like, is there one particular area in your life that you feel that, you know what I mean? It's like you manifest this, this, and this, you've got this, this, and this, but this one area over here that you struggle with, you know, and maybe you question, am I self-sabotaging? I know I'm worthy of it. Do I project to the universe that I am worthy of it? Am I attracting this? Am I trying to do everything in my power to attract it? Or am I doing things to self-sabotage? Because a lot of times we self-sabotage because we don't feel worthy of it, right? And a lot of times we self-sabotage because it's something that we want, and maybe we do feel worthy, right? But we don't know, like, if we have it, and what if something happens that I lose that, right? So this one thing in particular might be so amazing, right? And puts me on such a cloud nine that that I've never been in that area before in my life. So what if something happens that goes away? And then it's like, you know what? So I'm not even gonna go after that. I'm gonna push it away. I've attracted it, but I'm gonna push it away. Right? Do you find yourself doing that? I know I don't do that, because I know when I attract something and it's in front of me, I jump And if I jump to it, I'll ask that person out. I will, you know, ask for that raise. Oh, well, I don't really have a raise anymore because I work for myself, but you know what I mean? Like I'll go after whatever goal it is. If it pops in my head and it's something that I'm fearful of, or that I'm like, oh God, I'm scared. Like, what if the answer is no? What if, well, you know what? The answer is always no until you ask. If you ask for whatever it is, you ask that for that date, you ask for that job, you ask for that raise, you ask that question. Once you ask that question, you have a 50% chance of a yes. If you don't ask that question, you have a 100% chance of a no. It's already no, right? So what do you got to lose? So that's my thing. It's like, what if Kane Brown has that song, What If, right? So the girl is saying, you know, well, what if it doesn't work? And he's saying, well, what if it does work? We don't know unless you try. So stop self-sabotaging. Feel worthy of it. At least feel worthy of asking for it. Right. And, or if it's in front of you, if you feel like you've attracted and it's right in front of you, this is exactly what I wanted. This is exactly what I've prayed for. This is exactly what I've manifested, but I'm scared. So I'm going to push it away. Don't push it away. Try it. See what it might be. You know what I mean? If it doesn't work out, okay, great. Then at least you tried. But if it does work out, that's going to be amazing. Don't think, well, what if it does work and is working for a couple of months or whatever it might be. It's working for a little bit. And then all of a sudden something happens. And now I'm sad about it because it broke up or it left or it fell through. Well, but at least you tried, and at least you were happy for, you know, that little bit that you had that dream, that goal, you know, that kind of thing, right? So let's talk about something. Like, give me some feedback back. And what is it that you feel worthy of? Even though you're scared of it, what do you feel worthy of? Like, you know that you're worthy of said desire, said goal. And what are you doing to attract it to you? Or do you think, after hearing this podcast, do you think that maybe possibly you're sabotaging something and pushing it away? So let's talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, I know that I'm not pushing it away, but I feel that, I definitely feel that I'm worthy of this thing that I want, this area I know that I could excel in if I was just given a chance. So, I mean, at the end of the day, isn't that what we all want, is just a chance? So give someone a chance, give that goal a chance, give that whatever it is a chance, and just try it, right? Feel worthy of it, try it. And life is short, right? So if it's something that you really, really want and you sabotage it, guess what? You're not getting it anyway, right? If you're not going to ask for it and you're going to self-sabotage, life's going to be even shorter because you could have had something, you could have had whatever it is. So stop self-sabotaging, feel worthy of it, try it. If it doesn't work out, oh well, at least you learned something. Because every lesson, good, bad, or indifferent, every step, good, bad, or indifferent, everything that you do, good, bad, or indifferent, is a lesson. So please look at it as that, right? So let's stop self-sabotaging, feel that self-worth, feel worthy of whatever it is that you want, and do the what if it does work out. Don't do the what if it doesn't work out. Speak only the things that you want. And life is going to be so much better, so much easier. So give me some feedback on how this helped y'all. If you're listening to this and vibing with it, and one of your friends, you know, a few of your friends could benefit from this, share it out. Please share it out. Again, follow me on my social medias, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Anywhere you're going to find Danny Knight or Danny underscore Knight, Danny Knight 16, any one of those things, it's going to be out there, right? Facebook is Danny Knight. and or Danny K. Jimmo Wellness. Instagram is Danny_Knight16 or DannyKJimmoWellness.com. Oh yeah, yeah, Danny K. Jimmo Wellness. DannyKJimmoWellness.com is my website. And on TikTok, y'all, it's DannyKnight16. So follow me, share this out, talk to me. Let's have a conversation about how this has helped you, or things that maybe you can help me with. So help me, and I would love that. Give me some feedback and give me some advice. Ha! Okay, y'all. So until next time, y'all, stay tuned, stay informed, stay motivated. Bye.